BBC Audio presents Lorca's Rural Trilogy, three of poet and playwright Federico García Lorca's best-known plays. Blood Wedding by Federico García Lorca.
Pienso como se piensa, pero voy de donde tú vas, tú también, da un paso.
Al salir de tu casa para la iglesia, acuérdate que sales como una estrella.
The moon leaves a knife hanging in the sky, an ambush of lead that lies in wait for the agony of blood.
Mother?
Yes?
I'm away now.
Where are you going?
The vineyard.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
We'll take something to eat.
Leave it, Mother. I'll eat grapes. Give me the knife.
The knife?
To cut the grapes.
The knife. The knife. Damn the knife. Oh. Damn all knives. Damn the devil who created
knives. Enough of that, Mother.
And guns and pistols. Even the tiniest little knife. Even pitchforks and mattocks.
Yes, yes.
Anything that can pierce and cut a man's body. A glorious man, an angel, his mouth like a flower, who goes out to his vines or his olives to look after them, to care for them, because they're his, passed down to him from his father.
Mother, that's
and
enough.
And he never comes back. Oh. Or he comes back only to be laid out with a palm leaf over him and a plateful of rough salt to stop him swelling in the heat. How can you carry that knife on you? Why do I keep that snake in the kitchen?
Have you finished?
If I live another 100 years, I shall never be finished. First your father, fresh as a carnation. I had him for 3 short years. Then your brother. How is it that something as small as a pistol or a knife can do away with a man who's like a bull? I shall never be quiet. The months pass and the despair makes my eyes roar. And my hair hung.
Shall we stop now, Mother?
No, I shall not stop. Who's going to bring your father back and your brother? And there's the prison. What is a prison? They eat in there, they smoke, they make the music. My dead are under the weeds. They can't speak, they're dust. 2 men who are like 2 beautiful blossoms. And their murderers are in prison, taking their ease, gazing at the hills.
Would you like me to kill them?
No! But I have to speak. How can I not speak, seeing you go out through that door? It's just, I don't like to see you with a knife. I don't want you to go to the fields.
You're being silly, Mother.
I wish you were a girl. Then you wouldn't be going down to the stream. We'd be embroidering borders with flowers and little woolly dogs.
Mother. How if I take you with me down to the vineyard?
What good is an old woman in a vineyard? Maybe you could put me under the roots.
Old woman. Old woman. You poor old woman.
Yes, your father took me there. Good strong stock he was. Good blood. And your grandfather left a son in every corner. That's how it should be. Wheat, wheat and men. Men.
And me? What about me?
What about you?
Do I need to say it again?
Oh.
You think it's a bad idea?
No.
So?
I don't know what I think. Whenever you bring it up like this so sudden, it always gives me a shock. I know she's a good girl, isn't she? Modest, hard work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?